caves are getting crowded. Another country plunges into a bear market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Asian markets are down today. More on that when we do the numbers. Indonesia is getting the worst of it, dropping 5% 2 days in a row. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani joins us from Jakarta. Hello, Karishma.
Hello.
So we know emerging markets around the world are struggling, but why is Indonesia getting hit especially hard?
Well, Indonesia, Mark, was one of the best performing markets over the last few years. If you'd put your money in the stock market here sometime late last year, you'd be a very wealthy man. But the Indonesian government hasn't fixed the inherent problems within the economy during the time that they had when times were good, if you will. Foreign investors who've pumped money into this market are now looking at it and saying, maybe it's time for us to go elsewhere, the United States, for example. And there have been domestic concerns here as well. Inflation is rising. The government raised fuel prices here a few months ago. So there's a great deal of concern about whether the government here can actually fix the problems that Indonesia is currently facing.
Let's talk quickly about the role Indonesia plays in Asian business. How important is it across the region?
It's important, but it's not as important as countries like Japan, China, or Singapore, for example. Indonesia is pretty much a domestically driven economy, but one of the things that it's helped to provide or supply to the global economy is commodities. Now, as you know, the Chinese slowdown over the last few months has also affected Indonesia because that's one of our biggest customers. And China has been buying up coal from Indonesia to power its own economy, but in recent months, it's not been buying as much. So Indonesia's been doubly hit.
Okay, the BBC's Karishma Vaswani in Jakarta. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading. Markets are lower across Europe. Asian markets closed down. Japan's Nikkei dropped 2.6%. Besides Indonesia, Thailand also fell. Here in the U.S., Home Depot out this morning with earnings that beat expectations. Yesterday on Wall Street, the S&P dropped 0.6%. The Dow lost 0.5% to close at 15,010. Tickets for next year's World Cup in Brazil are on sale today, starting at $90. Actually, getting one requires navigating a new and complicated ticketing process. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Soccer fans will pay a lot to see a World Cup match, to witness feats like U.S. player Landon Donovan's goal at the 2010 World Cup.
Go, go! Oh, it's incredible!
And incredibly expensive to see up close. The new ticket system is an effort to make things more fair. But being fair is complicated. Rob Boddy is a sports economist at Lake Forest College.
There's a steep learning curve with regard to securing tickets for this event.
I'll say. First, there's a lottery that starts today. Then leftover tickets are sold. Then there's another lottery. The whole process is outlined in a brochure that's 30 pages long. The idea is to avoid the laws of supply and demand that push ticket prices up, but someone will still lose out, according to Ben Sterner, who runs a sports marketing firm.
The people who are going to be left behind are the everyday soccer, football fans.
Because not everybody wins the lottery. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Cruise season is on in Alaska. Ships shops on land count on business from passengers when ships dock. Cruise lines hire so-called port lecturers to give tips on where to go. At their best, they connect tourists with good local spots. But some port lecturers are accused of misleading passengers and smearing small businesses. Alaska Public Media's Alexandria Gutierrez reports.
Just about every other store in Juneau Shopping District sells jewelry. But a sign on one storefront stands out. Don't see us on your shopping map? We'd rather not give your cruise ship a kickback.
We put up that sign is because a lot of people were unaware of the gimmicks that was going on the cruise lines.
Jay runs a store, and he won't let me use his real name out of fear of getting blackballed. He used to pay $25,000 plus 10% of sales to be part of the cruise shopping programs. But customers were still steered to chains with stronger ties to the industry, so he stopped paying. Then Jay started hearing this from passengers.
We were told to only go to certain stores because the other stores are people who sometimes don't sell the real stuff and we are not responsible for it and stuff like that. So that's like a scare factor.
These kinds of complaints got so bad that the state of Alaska started investigating the companies who hire the port lecturers and pay the cruise lines to have them on board. Ed Sniffen handles consumer protection for the state, and he says it wasn't just local businesses who were upset. Passengers were also saying they'd been ripped off.
Hey, I bought this diamond at this shop, and I paid $20,000 for it. When I got it back home and had it appraised, it was really only worth $5,000. You know, some of those kinds of things.
Port lecturers operate on cruises around the world, but Alaska is the first place to crack down on these companies. This spring, the state agreed to a $200,000 settlement with them. It started requiring port lecturers to disclose that they didn't work for the cruise lines and that what they were doing was a type of advertising.
Good morning, everyone.
Before Cindy Dollar gets off her cruise ship, she's given a shopping map, a bunch of coupons, and a tote bag for her haul. She says there's serious pressure to spend.
Yeah, it's a constant kind of, I mean, if you let yourself, you can be barraged with the whole shopping experience on the ship. I plan to bring back a few souvenirs for family and my pet sitter.
She thinks a local gift shop will do just the trick. In Juneau, I'm Alexander Gutierrez for Marketplace.
And finally, a budget carrier has a new name, and it's pretty plain. Air Asia Japan will now be called Vanilla Air. The airline's president says the name stuck because vanilla is, quote, loved by everyone in the world. And he says the smell relaxes passengers, so flights might be fragrant, too. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.